Yo, what up, guys? We're almost Monday, and you're listening to WMUC FM College Park.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
Hi, everyone. You are listening to WMUC FM, College Park, and I can't hear myself, but this is the final episode of Weezer Wednesday of all time. Just kidding. Just of our reign.
No.
This is crazy.
No.
Sigh. Well, we're going to let this play because this is an epic intro song and we're going to come back. Gonna have some sentimental stories and play some epic closing bangers for the last time of our reign on WMUC. So enjoy Bob O'Reilly, and we'll come back with the real deal, which is Weezer, obviously. Bye.
Oh, I said bye.
Oh, you're high.
You're bye.
Tim, I can hear you singing from over here.
We'll be right back.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most. FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
FCA, we got GBMs every other Thursday. Is that true? Can we fact check that?
We should fact check that because we play this PSA about every week. Shout out to the Filipino Cultural Association. That is our favorite PSA.
And shout out Philippines, you know?
Shout out to Filipino people. You know what?
Well, I'm at it.
If I was not Chinese, I would be Filipino. Hello?
And if I was not Irish, I'd be Italian. Hello? You guys can't deny that a little cannoli and a...
Mm-hmm. Or a lumpia. Welcome, everyone, to the final Zoe Grace episode of Weezer Wednesday. We are just thrilled to be on air with you guys one last time.
I feel like it's been a while since we've been on air. Last week, we had Capstone.
True.
And then the week before that, I wasn't on because I had the concert.
Oh, yeah.
So this is... I haven't been here in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Wow. Oof.
No, I'm not okay with that, actually.
Oh, no, no, no.
But you know what? We had our wonderful, wonderful roommate, Anna, mm-hmm. taking over. How'd that go?
It was super fun. It's always a fun time with Anna Fulton. That's Aww. Bae. Well, we don't have much time. We have to make the best of the most of this last episode, so...
This is scary. I don't like the... Like, we at the senior bar crawl, I kind of was like, okay, it's time to go. But then this part of college, I'm not really okay with leaving.
We have stories galore to tell you guys. Anna and I told a lot of stories on our episode. We can do that again.
Yeah. Well, I can start off with when Zoe asked me to be the co-host. Mm-hmm. I had gotten back from my study abroad, and I was at home, and I kind of made an entire list of stuff I wanted to do when I got back to UMD, because I wanted to take advantage of everything. Because my first years of college, I don't think I really did enough, and I wasn't very satisfied. So I was like, okay, let's redo college and have a lot of fun this time. And it was on my plan to have a radio show. And I was going to apply, and then Zoe texts me, do you want to be my co-host? I'm like, boy, obviously, hello. And it was so exciting. I remember I was sitting in the living room, and I jumped up, and my mom was in the kitchen. I was like, Mom! Can you believe it? And
the rest was herstory.
It was such an honor. Herstory? Yeah. Hashtag girl, women in Weezer.
Yes! Women Weezer.
The double, two W's.
Triple W, Women Weezer Wednesday.
Of course. And then the first episode, I remember my mic was way too crunchy and I was so nervous. I was like, ah! Oh my gosh, everyone.
Get ready for her. She's coming. Welcome, Grace Heron.
It's my first time living, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? It's more fun with a partner on there. So thank you, Grace Heron, for joining me.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's just crazy. It's been a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. I know. Time really flies. I remember when this show was passed down to me 2 years ago. Shout out Leilani and Alina. I, on a whim, was like, I would love to host Weezer Wednesday. I messaged them, and I was like, hi, can I please be your successor? And they were like, you're hired. And so I went to shadow them. And then next semester I had the show. And I was so nervous. I was like, this is my first time on FM. I don't know what to do. But then I took my calm, my Girl Be Calm pills. And it's been 2 years. And wow. We've had a beautiful run. Four semesters of Weezer Wednesday. Hosted by Zoe Cadman and Grace Heron.
What? What other roles did you have at WMUC since freshman year? I feel like this is...
I feel like we should have another break. We should have, like, a song break and then have another break for us to talk about our...
A song break.
Nope. I'm going to cut you off right there.
Oh, sorry. Akash loves that.
Oh, I bet he does. There's no Akash today, which is surprising because he's usually, like, the third guest in here.
Yeah.
But he's in Wheaton. Whatever. Anywho, I've, like, been itching to play this song for... the whole semester, so I'm ready to play it now.
We made this playlist. Well, I think, when did I add this? Actually, I need to see.
Oh, yeah, close out of the, that.
January.
Yeah, actually, before school even started, we have had this song in the playlist.
January 27th, we made this last episode playlist, mm-hmm. and I put on
I'll let Zoe introduce the next song, but I put on upcoming song and then Only in Dreams.
Yeah.
Which, not to spoil, but yeah.
Let's just do those two because Only in Dreams is really long.
Yeah.
And then we can come back. Okay, so the next song we're going to play is Graduate by Third Eye Blind. This song bangs, and I'm really excited to finish my last two finals tomorrow and walk across that stage and listen to this song over and over and over and over again all summer long. So yeah, Graduate by Third Eye Blind, followed by Only in Dreams by Weezer, potentially the best album closer of all time.
Wait, can we actually not do that song?
Okay, no. Okay, let's not do that one then. Okay, fine, let's not do that one.
No, it's gonna make me sad. Because I've had in my head to end the episode with Only in Dreams and like
we can do that.
The long outro.
Okay, I'll move it down. Do you want to switch this one? Or should we do Best Friend?
Could we do Graduate and Graduation?
Oh, yes. Okay, let's do that. Yes? Okay.
Okay, when the Oasis song plays and when Only in Dreams play, I'll probably get sad.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I'll be sad.
Okay, let's do these. These two and come back?
Yeah, by the way, these two are banging. Okay, Zoe, what's the first one?
Graduate by Third Eye Blind, and the second one is?
Graduation by Hyuko.
Yes, and the third one is not going to be Graduation by Kanye West.
We're not putting Kanye on this.
No. But these two we will play. So these are our graduation theme songs because we're about to be graduated.
Graduated so. Cylinder.
Let's freaking do it.
Shout out Geriatrics, by the way. They're all listening right now.
Ooh.
And I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. We love our loyal listeners. All right, here we go. Third Eye Blind and Hyuko.
Enjoy.
She asked a favor.
Hello.
We started playing a sneak peek.
No, I muted it. I mutted it.
The lyrics are so cute, actually.
Oh, they're in English. That last song was Graduation by Hugo, and before that was Graduate by Third Eye Blind. Hello? Do you sense a theme here? Yes, we are graduating. Yay!
I was thinking yesterday, I was like, what if I didn't apply for graduation?
I was saying the same thing. I was like, I don't know.
How do I even check?
I don't know. We're going to be like... We're going to walk out there and be like, I don't see your name on the list. Come back next year.
And we get turned away from Bergenheim and from graduation.
Bergheim.
Oh, Bergheim?
Yeah, Bergenheim.
It's just looking to be how beer garden my brain's becoming.
Okay. Do not let her into Bergheim.
No.
So we may or may not be graduating. Anywho. Should we tell some stories about the radio station? About our time here?
Yeah. I've spent many long nights in the live room with Jerry.
Jerry.
Like, from midnight to 2:30 in the morning. That was really good for my health. But it was also a lot of fun. I don't know. There's something about being awake and being so tired, but yet being so energized and excited. I'm, like, crazy.
Let's have your doctor listen to this.
Oh, don't tell my doctor that. I don't have mono. Oh, no, no. I don't.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I don't.
That's a
more recent good story. Sorry.
Oh, no. Do you have more?
I remember you told me the music team for the first time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was nervous.
I think we just went the one time, right?
Yeah, I've only went once.
And then never again.
I played a Midair Thief side project song. And I remember you were playing Roblox for like 10 minutes maybe.
Yeah.
And then
people liked my pick too, because it was like a YMO. Like, the YMO.
Yes! Band. We were both all having our niche.
That was a good music team.
I know.
It's hit or miss sometimes. But, yeah, I joined the radio station the second semester of my freshman year. I visited them for the first time at the second look fair. And then I was like, oh, I am going to come visit you guys at the open house today. And so I visited the station for the very first time. After the second look fair, and then I was like, this place is awesome! It was, like, the first time that I was, like, had connected with something on campus, I think. And I was like, oh, yep, this is going to be my home for the next 3 years. It's just such a cool space. Like, you walk in, and there's, like, all people's shows are chalked on the wall, and the live room is cool, and it's filled with, like, awesome acts that have played. it's historical, and there's the record library. And that semester, I joined the staff as well as recording studio assistant.
What do you do as recording studio assistant?
You basically just train people who want to, like, use the studio.
Oh.
And record their own music and be able to, like, be trained on using the equipment, basically. But I also set up for third rail every week. So I would come in, like, an hour before the third rail slot and set up all the mics and the wiring for all the amps and whatnot. And it was really cool being able to see all these, like, local bands come in and play. But
what was the best band you saw during third rail?
There was this one really fun band, Baby Photos. They were, like, kind of like an indie rock band. I just think the lead singer, she was so sweet. She was, like, very nice. And, like, we took a Polaroid with them, and she was, like, really cute and awesome. And they sounded really good. There were a lot of good bands that came through. And it was just so cool to, like, be able to hear that live every single week. It was kind of exhausting, though. It was, like, on top of me taking these these crazy classes. And I had to, like, set up and whatever. It was fine, though. It was cool. And then I was like, I've had enough of this. I'm going to leave. And I've just been doing... Oh, no. I did have another radio show, My Baby.
Yes! Vodaverse. Yes, talk about it.
Yeah, so my first radio show was Vodaverse, which was, like, inspired by The Garden. And I would, like, come and play The Garden and all of their million side projects and other such punk-related music. But then I, like, ran out of ideas. And I decided to just do Weezer Wednesday. So that's been my sitch for the last three semesters, I guess.
Well, I remember sitting with Andrew and Jacob McKeldin, sophomore year, and you had Vodaverse, and I remember listening to it. And you played The Wake.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd forgotten about that song. And then you played George Clinton. And I was like, yes! Yes! And I was fangirl. I was fangirling.
My first fangirl was Grace Aaron. And then she became my roommate. Fangirl to roommate pipeline.
Zoe Kim is my bias.
Well, I said earlier that Grace is my bias, so we're each other's biases.
Wow.
Well, it has been a delightful time at this radio station. Shout out to WMEC. This is an awesome freeform radio station, and I love it. So, yay.
Every Clark Ambassador event that we have, where we have to talk to parents, I always mention the radio station, and some parents are like, this one parent, like, covered her face. She was like, oh my gosh!
Really?
And when her son, she was like, are you excited for this? And he was just, like, deadpanned.
No!
He was like, it's fine, mother.
Aww.
And I was like, no! But the mom was so excited. The parents...
I feel like for me, when I do those tours, like, the kids are, like, you can tell when the kid's going to be excited about the radio station. It's like, I look at you and, like, if I say that we host Weezer Wednesday, like, I know you're going to be excited. So usually I'm, like, baiting them. I'm like, yeah, I'm an engineer and I also host a radio show. And they usually eat that up. And they're like, yes, I'm coming to the school.
I wish we got paid on, commitments. So, like, imagine if you got, like, a salary
commission.
Bonus. Yeah, commission.
WMEC commission. Like, we would probably be up there. Like, how many times that we've talked about it to, like, these prospective families? I've been plugging the radio station. I've been plugging Weezer. I've been plugging everything. So I really ride or die for this place.
Whenever, like, for a lot of times, you practice in the live room, and people would just come up and be like, we've never been to the station before. We didn't even know this existed. We just heard you playing. And we would... and we would, I'd be like, do you want a tour of the studio? They're like, yes! And so I show them the record room, and there's this one time, like, these two people just transferred from a community college, and they were like, we have no idea what's going on here, and, like, we just got here. And they were doing, like, a wine walk. And so I gave them, like, it was really fun. They were really enthusiastic. I feel like everyone that comes in here, they're interested. And I'm like, apply for our show! Follow their Instagram.
I feel like leaving the window open in the live room is free promo.
Oh my gosh, totally.
Yeah. The entire time I was on staff, I was trying to get them to, like, put the letters out in the window so people would know what was happening, but that never happened. They were like, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do
it. Oh, like WMUC
Yeah, like, just put it in the window so people know, like, where the music is coming from and, like, that it's up there. But I'll talk to people who are seniors and they're like, oh, I didn't even know you had a radio station. And I'm like, well, whose fault is that? I tried to give you guys ideas.
That's so, a really good idea, actually.
If you're listening back, consider it if you want more promo. Anywho, we're halfway through our show.
What the heck? No.
I want to play some more awesome tunes.
And then
we can get back to telling awesome stories.
Well, let's get to the meat of this episode,
this is the real deal.
Weezer.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play Say It Ain't So, because
this is a Zoe classic. Every episode I have to say it.
Yeah. And then, let's do these two.
Okay,
these are pretty long, actually. We're going to play In the Meantime by Space Hog.
I think I've already played this on Weezer, but, like, it's been a while. It's just
such a good song.
It's really, really good. It's a good closing song. And that's also going to be getting me through these last few days of school.
Jacob, my friend Jacob, DJ Sandman, mm-hmm. those who know. He does the bass for this part, like for the song.
Really?
Like it'll play. He'll be like, bum bum, bada bottom. It'll go acapella mode.
What?
And now every time I hear this, I like hear Jacob singing it. It's kind of crazy.
I need to hear this.
Oh,
DJ Sandman, I'm waiting for that.
Well, you'll see him soon.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Here we go.
Let's take a listen to Say It Ain't So.
Say you like so.
Hi there. That was In the Meantime by Space Hog, and previously was Say It Ain't So by none other than
Weezer.
Weezer. What a good
super cut song.
Okay, chill on me. I was feeling a little bit sad earlier.
Oh no, why?
Oh, just because I'm emotional about leaving. Somebody posted a picture of them and their roommates in regalia to Supercut, and I was like, I'm going to listen to that now.
Yeah. Well, I want to take a trip down memory lane and look at the other episodes we had.
Let's do it.
I think the the Severance Asia crossover episode was so freaking random.
That was like our stupidest episode, but it was really fun.
Yeah.
The Severance finale, like, I could spend a whole hour talking about that, I think, but I won't.
That was so much fun. I've never watched as much TV in my life as, like, in this past year and a half.
Yeah.
With Severance and White Lotus and Love Island and...
We need to tap into watching TV again.
I know. Yeah. SpongeBob.
And there's my laptop. Yeah.
What else?
Vodaverse
2 was fun. Ocean was...
Yeah, I wish that the Vodaverse episodes were more popular, but I understand why they're not.
I remember my aunt was like, what is happening? I think that was the last one she listened to.
First and last.
Nerd Rock was also really good. Mm-hmm. Nerd Rock episode. Pet Sounds, dedicated to Zesty and Minky. Mm-hmm. You read that one out loud.
Oh, just, you know, Thanksgiving-themed episode, but also a Byler. Thankful for Byler. this is, of course, post-Stranger Things finale. Or, no. Like, the last few episodes, I guess.
That was terrible.
Yeah, that was...
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the vinyls one was cool.
That was a good one.
I liked the photo shoot we had with our vinyls. That was good. Which vinyl getting the best loving?
Getting the best loving. Oh, food, because I was always hungry.
Her eyes always hungry.
Apples and oranges. And cupcake break.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, this one was a flop.
I don't think we never did this one.
Yeah. 2026 releases.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't listen to enough. This one. W Artists.
Oh, yeah. That was a W episode.
Oh, same with the Ween Weezer Wednesday combo. That was
Weezer
pretty good.
Wednesday, yeah.
Weezer Wednesday. Stroke Solo. Oh, New Wave. I think one of my favorites was my dad was on.
Mm.
My dad was having so much fun.
I remember listening to that one in Starbucks in Reston, Virginia.
Oh, really?
That was post interview, and I was like, I'm going to post game with Grace and her dad on air.
Oh, my gosh.
His
coworkers tapped in, and we had like 40 listeners. Let's see if this beats Father episode. Oh. Whoa!
Ooh, we're getting close.
I'm blushing.
Everyone, we need 4 more listeners to beat that.
2.
Oh.
3.
3. Me 3 more listeners.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, neither of us said that right now.
Hello, engineers. It's me.
Engineers to be. Can't do a simple math. All right, well.
Well, I want to read a quick message.
Oh.
Tim said... Sorry, Tim, airing you out. This is a really nice message. I think you guys know this already, but in case you don't, you two inspired me to get a radio show. I wouldn't have done it without Weezer Wednesday. The Zoe Grace regime will live on vicariously through me and Olden and Gold.
Oh, Tim, that's really sweet.
Oh.
I honestly, doing this show has really opened my eyes, like, to how much outreach, like, public radio, college radio can really do, because, like, I'll go on my phone or I'll go in real life and people know who I am through this radio show that's been around for 7 years, and I'm like, wow, like, this is so crazy that there's so much, like, community that can be built from something like this. And people like comment on our Instagram and like DM us, and like, we neither Grace or I know them, and I'm like, whoa, like, you really are tapped into this.
Yes, that one girl, if you're, I don't know if you're listening right now, but
I think Tara,
your name starts with a T.
If you're listening,
we have no mutuals with you, and you comment on our posts, and we don't know who you are, and
we would love to be friends. Hello.
It is awesome. So follow us on our mains, please.
Yeah. So there's like a lot of people here. Like, this is really a lovely community. Like, Weezer Wednesday, it's truly forever. And this is a perfect segue to say this, but obviously the show's not dying. Mm-hmm. We already said it earlier this semester, but we are passing the show down to our lovely friend Blessin. So we're excited for her to join us. Or not join us, but like...
We met her
at
the beginning of this year at a Darty, and we said we were Weezer Wednesday, and she like screamed and was
That's what I'm
really
saying.
Happy.
She knew about Weezer Wednesday, and I was like, oh, you need to be the next host.
Zoe gets approached, actually, like out and about. And
I
like,
was at the...
Are you the Zoe and Weezer?
Literally at the bar, and they're like, I'm sorry. Do you do Weezer Wednesday? And I'm like, yes. Yes, I do.
At my capstone project, someone came up and they were like, Weezer.
What?
And I was like, my other half's over there.
Oh, yeah. So it's just crazy, and I love it. And I'm really sad to be leaving it. But we've left our mark, I'd say.
Yeah.
So, Blessins, I know you're gonna kill it after us. So everyone keep listening. Just because we're leaving does not mean you should stop listening to Weezer Wednesday, because it's forever.
And it will always be Wednesdays at 6 p.m. online. On your phone. On my iPhone. On my iPad.
My iPhone. Unless you're in College Park, then tune your dial to 90.5 FM. Hello.
I can't do these two songs. I'm gonna get so sad. I'm gonna end up crying on air.
I think we're gonna have to cut something out. This next one is like just one that I've like had on backlog forever, but it's really kind of a nothing song. It's just one that sounds exactly like Weezer, and like they're trying to be Weezer. But so we can do that one, or we can actually play Weezer.
Let's do these two and then come back.
Okay.
I
mean, I don't think anyone's gonna be on after us, so we could probably just let it go.
Wait, that's really true.
Yeah. So you know what? Let's do these two, and then we're gonna come back and say our final words.
No.
Say it ain't so.
No.
The story is ended, but the memories are forever. Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm gonna play these songs, and then we're gonna come back. Here we go. Heavy Metal Parking Lot by Snood is you'll hear it. It sounds just like Weezer. And then we're gonna play Real Weezer. We're gonna play My Best Friend by Weezer, because Grace, you are one of my best friends, and I'm so happy that you've joined me on this beautiful journey. So we're gonna do those, and please stay tuned, because we don't have much time left, and we would love for you to be here with us. Here we go.
Thank you.
Hi. Hi, everyone. That was Best Friend by Weezer and Heavy Metal Parking Lot by Snood, which really got our listeners going.
Because, can I just tell you, we jumped up from 30 listeners to 54
so,
while Snood was playing.
Heck yes to that. Go Snood. You know, they're the next Weezer, is what streets are saying.
Well, speaking of Weezer, Zoe and I will be going to the Weezer concert with our dads.
Mm-hmm.
I did tell my dad to pay your dad. That is actually my fault. And then, Zoe, what did your dad get you today?
Oh, yeah. Today, my dad and my brother came for lunch, and my dad surprised me with none other than the Weezer coloring book vinyl record box set with the blue, green, red, black, and white albums.
And teal.
And teal. And teal. Six. Six new vinyls are in my possession, and also markers. Five new markers are also in my possession. So I'll be doing that. I'll be spending the whole summer coloring in my box set. Thank you, Dad. I really loved it.
That was so cute. Well, I also crashed Zoe's lunch.
It's okay. It wasn't a special lunch. We went to Little Blue Menu.
Well, it was my first time ever there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never been there. It just seems like... Chick-fil-A's niche off.
It was kind of good, project. Though. Jalapeno Ranch Club, delish.
I had a classic grilled chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Sandwich.
Sandwich. Classic.
We are probably the first host to say sandwich on air.
Yeah. Well, people are saying, Grace, do your Boston accent. Do your Boston accent. No. It's not a Boston accent. It's a speech impediment. Okay?
Let's not get it twisted, please.
Don't get it confused, guys. Don't get it confused.
Well, do you want to talk about what's up next for the current hosts of Weezer Wednesday?
In the future?
Mm-hmm.
You go first.
Okay. So, in the most near future, Grace and I are graduating. We're going to be walking across the stage and getting our degrees. And then, we'll be off to Europe for some travel. And in the slightly more distant future, I will be starting a job in Reston, Virginia, and I'll be working on renewable energy projects and doing land development for that. Yay, civil engineering! Okay.
That's awesome. What kind of energy?
I don't know yet. I don't really know anything about my job yet. But
I'm
will.
Just, so, I only need one popcorn. I don't know anything.
Popcorn, Grace. Popcorn Grace, your turn.
Hi.
I will also be going to Europe. I will, be going with Zoe and her other roommate, Anna, and some other people as well. Lovely people. And then I will be starting a job in July working for Abbott in Baltimore. But I'll be living at home with my awesome, awesome parents. Which means I'm taking my bed back because my little sister took my bed when I graduated.
Mm.
And now when I graduate, I'm going to graduate back into my childhood bed.
Can I graduate? Back to Forest Hills.
Back to Forest Hills, exactly. And my dad on a Friday, we're going to go to Looney's Bel Air.
Really?
Probably.
Wow.
Probably. So that's my future. That's all for me. But I am going to be my cousin's bridesmaid as of today. She called me and asked me.
Yay!
So I'm excited.
That is so exciting. So, yeah. No, actually, just kidding. All that is fake. We're just going to die after we're not the hosts of Weezer Wednesday anymore. Our lives are over. Just kidding.
Well, I won't even lie. I'm feeling pretty sad right now.
Yeah. We're down to our last few minutes, but it doesn't matter. We can play. We're gonna play these last two songs, and we're gonna bask in it. And
yeah. I feel like the first. Sorry, I'm getting sad on air.
Do not apologize.
The first 2 years of college were not that enjoyable. I mean, I had a lot of fun, but I just felt like there were also so many hard times that I didn't know how to, like, balance my time and how to go about, like, balancing my classwork. And I don't know, ever since I moved in to Commons and started this show, it's just, I've just been having so much more fun, and it's just turned around college completely for me. And I feel like leaving college is like whatever, but leaving the show and not being able to see like you and Anna and Rhea and Akash, because he's low-key the other roommate, every day is like, it's gonna be sad, it's gonna be hard. And I'm just really grateful that I was able to like take more control over my time and do and accomplish the goals that I set out for myself like 2 years ago. I mean, the fact that I was able to do stuff like this and I don't know, just completely change how I spend my time and how I view myself. It's just, it just, it kind of, it all ties back to Weezer. What the heck?
Weezer is at the root of the start of all happy things.
Yeah.
I'm really happy that this was like a positive outlet for you for the last few years. And thank you for being the best co-host a girl could ask for.
Well, I feel the same way. Aww. This is sad.
We can't both be crying on air. I can't do that. I'm gonna...
No, you can cry.
No. Don't.
Shout out Zoe Cadman for changing the course of college for me. I don't mean that in like a pressure way, but it's just like the it's very easy to spend time with you and everyone in the apartment, and it's the mental clarity and like the ease is just, I feel I'm just very lucky. I'm very lucky. And thank you.
Oh, Grace, I love you.
Hug. Aww. Thank you, Zoe.
This is a perfect last episode. Are you ready to tackle these songs?
No. Are you guys crying too?
Put a finger down if you're crying.
Why see your eyes sweating?
Everyone comment. Why is the Weezer Wednesday last episode so blurry?
Guys, I can't see the website. I can't watch the show.
I can't see the last two songs on my screen. It's too blurry. I can't. Okay, well, should we introduce these ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
The next song is Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis. Yep, this is true.
Yep. There's been a lot of... I feel like we've heard this song a lot via By Thursday this semester. Oh, and other... Every
what
other...
The- oh.
Akash is here!
Woo!
Hi. No, I didn't see... Surprise!
You just missed it. We were having emotional... We have...
Crying in the stew.
Is this a bad photo time, then?
Okay, come back in 1 minute.
Okay. Can I sit here, though?
Yep. Okay. Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis. Oh, we've heard this song by, like, every cover band ever in College Park for the last 2 months, probably. So I just feel like it's a perfect way to round out our time here. And then...
Only in Dreams by Weezer.
Mm-hmm.
That song is sad.
Like I said, potentially best album closer, O-A-T.
Last night, before we start these songs, Akash and I were talking at, like, 3 a.m. And we were talking about how we met for the first time and how it was the housewarming party and how he recognized...